Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company of Sandy Beach. Term limits. Do you favor term limits? They are allegedly still batting that around in Albany, but you'll notice it doesn't even really come up for much discussion until the term itself ends on, what, Wednesday? So and term limits is so important that they're not going to whip the thing through. That's not going to happen. So I think that's one of those little teasers. But I'm asking how you feel about term limits. The more I learn about government, the more I favor term limits. And what about sports gambling? Because that seems to be on oxygen. It does not seem like they're too interested in doing that. I heard somebody say because one of the legislators, they don't want to have to give anything back to the leagues, NFL and NBA and whatever.
The cynical side of me looks at it as it's because they haven't had their palms greased yet. And until somebody figures a way to grease their palms, then they'll be for it and move on.
Think about it like this. You're asking you, the public, me, member of the public, a taxpayer, a voter, so we're in the same boat. We're asking people we put in office in a job full of power, a great retirement plan, the ability to tell us how to lead our lives, and they can be there, especially if they're in a protected area where most of the voters usually vote for their party, for their entire career, just living large. We're asking them to give that up for the good of government. Pardon me just a second. And guess what? The only way we can get rid of it is they have to do it. Oh, man. You know, I love a good laugh every once in a while. Doing something for the good of the taxpayers. When's the last time we heard that? So I don't expect it to happen anytime soon. You may get somebody who is tired of the job saying, yeah, we should have term limits. But I think anybody just getting into the job, who's been in the job for a while, or who's in the golden spot of having everything he ever dreamed of or she ever dreamed of, they're not going to give that up. I mean, who are we kidding? Would you give it up? I mean, that's a question you have to answer yourself. I mean, there might be some people out there, some high-minded people, some people with ethics, who would say, yes, I would do it if it was for the good of the state or the county or the federal government, but not many. Not many. You got that golden parachute sitting there and everybody bowing and scraping and dying to have just dinner with you. It's not going to be given up easily.
You'd have to take away their perks, or at least some of their perks, to get them to even consider it. That maybe no more lifetime health insurance.
But here's the point. We can't do it. They have to do it.
That's right.
That's the whole thing. It's not like, okay, I'll meet you. We'll be at the town square today at noon, and we'll all vote. No, no, no. They have to put things on the ballot. They're the ones who have to vote on legislation. We gave them that. They're not going to give it back to us. They're not going to say, let's return to the founding fathers' days. We'll all come in for a short time and leave. Not going to do that. Usually they ace themselves, for lack of a better term, out of the job. They either get defeated at the polls or they do something to get thrown out, but that's the only way they leave. They leave being carried out. They don't walk out. And that's the sad part about it.
Why do you think both parties are against Donald Trump?
Yeah, exactly, because they do not like that, the swamp thing. I'm just telling you. Here's a text that I'll try to explain to you, okay? WBEN is too close to the Republican Party. It is so obvious. So look in the mirror. It's a joke to say that Trump is cleaning the swamp. All he is doing is putting his own swamp people in. Big business, corporate greed, Russians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let me just say this. I don't think that we are too close to the Republican Party. I think we want better government than we're getting. I think we can agree on that. Just to give you a little inside baseball, I don't ever recall being asked by anybody what my political views were before getting this job. And nobody knew really what they were because before doing this, I did music as a radio personality. They want people who can inform and entertain and whatever. But they never give you a position. There is no official position of WBN. In fact, if you know our corporate, then you know that they're far greener than any one of our hosts are by a lot. And they have their own opinion, but they don't make us go in lockstep, because if they did, we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't take a job where I was told what to think. I just wouldn't do it. I'd find something else to do.
No, this is a national media.
Yeah, but the bottom line is things kind of fall into place, and you end up where your views are generally accepted by most of the others. But hey, listen to our early morning news team any morning. Listen to the people we have on from ABC. Okay, do you think that they're all house shills? I don't think so. In fact, maybe you can hear me yelling at them through the glass when I'm not even on the air yet. So I think we have people with differing points of view. The hosts generally seem to be more conservative than not, but not all of them have been, and that's the truth.
Well, there's the key word. It's conservative, and I think people, when they think conservatives, automatically think Republican. We don't always, and we're not in lockstep with the Republican Party. In fact, we're against things at the Republican Party. We're looking at what's best for Americans. So I think, you know, whether it's you, Tom Bowerly, David Bellavia, are conservatives. So don't necessarily lock the two together, Republican conservative.
Yeah, it's not necessary. And if I take a position that I normally wouldn't be expected to take, you should see my email. You should see my text. It's not a day at the beach. Right, let me tell you something. You don't get a free pass because some people are a lot further right than we are, and some are a lot further left than we are, and that's just the way it is, and that's the way it should be. It should be that. We should have differences of opinion. So we're not the house shill, believe me. And I don't know what this says, but there are so few successful, what you would call liberal talk stations in the country. There's only a few markets that support them. They've all tried it, and they go down in flames. There's no interest in it. And the bottom line is this is still commerce, and commerce drives broadcasting. And the bottom line to that is, if you're putting out a product that people like and they're with it, you'll have a chance to be successful. If they're rejecting the product you're putting out, we don't make up the political situations, and that's you'll have to see how the chips fall.
Who's more likely to listen to talk radio, somebody that's conservative or somebody that's liberal? I think that's what you have to take a look at.
And yeah, you got to serve the audience that's out there, and you say, look, we're in New York State. We're in New York State, and look at how successful we are. And where in New York State are there successful liberal talk stations?
In fact, New York City dumped it.
Yeah.
They don't have one anymore.
And anybody that comes, remember that whole network went under. Remember that whole liberal network went under. That was big-time personalities, big promotional budgets, things like that, and they took a dive into the deep end of the pool and didn't come out. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930. We're asking about term limits. Do you favor that sort of thing? I definitely do now. I did not used to, but I do now. And sports gambling, I definitely favor that. That seems to be on life support. I think that I heard one of the politicians say that they make more money on the traditional forms of gambling than sports gambling. And it did not sound like they were too eager to share any revenue with the league. So we'll see where that goes, but probably not very far. We'll be back with more right after this. We're asking about term limits and sports gambling, two things being bandied about in Albany. And one of the chief bandiers in Albany would be Chris Jacobs. Always good to talk to Chris. Chris, you're on WBN. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Hi, what's going on in Albany that would be of interest to us? What's happening?
I had just become aware that you were talking today about term limits, and something I feel very strongly about. This is my first term as in the state Senate, and I ran as term limits being one of the main planks of my campaign platform, because I just feel strongly that we just have too much of a professional political class up in Albany, and I think it's really very much the source of a lot of the problems. And you know, we're having the trial going on of Dean Skelos and Sheldon Silver, the leader of the Assembly, who was recently convicted. And between the two of them, I think they've served a total of 70 years up in Albany.
I loved your platform when you ran because of what you just told us. And for a you know, a first year newly elected official, that is so rare. So I congratulate you on that, because we understand the right to petition our government, and certainly lobbyists have a right to say things into the ear of those we elect. But I think if you've been there a real long time, it gets a little too comfortable, a little too cozy, and I think we lose some objectivity.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, beyond the corruption, and I think there is a connection on that, I've seen it now, having been up here now a year and a half, the kind of bubble that you said, losing objectivity and perspective, or losing the sense of why you're here to represent your voters in your district. And I think at a point in time, there's a disconnect when you've been up here too long, that a lot of people end up making decisions for their political survival, to make sure that they win the next election, and they serve that as their primary interest, not the voters in their district. And so I just think there needs to be more of a healthy churn, more people coming in for a period of time, serving, and then going back and living under the laws that they created. I think it would cause a much more vibrant and focused legislative body here. And, you know, Albany has always been ranked one of the most dysfunctional governments and, you know, difficult legislative processes. And I think part of that is because people kind of intentionally make it difficult. So it's not transparent. People can't understand what's happening. So I feel strongly about it. I share a concern that the discussion is, again, coming up at the last minute. I was hopeful about a month ago that we really were going to do it on the Senate side. And then, you know, we had a member that got called back up to military service on our side, and that's really thrown things up.
Right, into a tie. Well, I like what you just said, those thoughts of the Founding Fathers, is to go serve your country and then come back home, and that way you get a fresh perspective, and you've done what you wanted to do. I have to congratulate you on another thing, too, Chris. You come from a prominent family, and it seems like you don't need this job, certainly. But there seems to be a calling for public service among, I would think, the more high-minded of us, that to go in there and do something that's good for all of us, and even when you don't have to, even when it's not necessary, you find that need, much like the Kennedy family and other prominent families. Has that always been in your mind, that you would like to do that?
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. I would say I give a lot of credit to my parents, my father, who was a doctor in Buffalo, and was very involved in trying to find a cure to the disease multiple sclerosis. And he, I think, instilled in us service. And but also, I think it stems from my passion for Buffalo, and I think it's such a great place. And I think one of the things that has held it down over the last number of decades is the state government and New York City-centric policies that have just crushed our ability to compete. And, you know, we're starting to get some momentum, but we have a long way to go. And I just felt that we have to fight the fight up here in Albany to get Albany out of our way, so we can achieve, you know, all that we should, because we just have such an incredible place in Western New York.
Well, the clock is ticking, like the 60-minute stopwatch on both the issue of term limits and sports gambling. Does either of them have any kind of a chance to pass before Wednesday? That would be kind of tough.
It's a weird year, so who knows what happens at the end. Term limits, I think, objectively, is a long shot. I will say the thing that frustrates me also about the term limits is I've told everybody, hey, just let's vote on it, because it's a constitutional amendment, so we'll inevitably have to go to a citizen's vote on the ballot. So it's up to the people, and what's a better situation? So why would you deprive the voters of having that right? So I will keep beating that drum as long as I can. Sports betting, I was a little more optimistic a couple weeks ago, because I know the leadership here has been anticipating to some extent that the Supreme Court ruling was coming down. But it is a complicated issue, I know people have said, well, some other states have passed it, but they have different issues. They don't have Indian casinos. They don't have racinos. They don't have OTBs. So there's a lot of moving parts here and the mobile app. So I hope we can get it done. If not, I think we should look towards a special session after the election and get it done, because as it's starting up in other places, like you said, the clock is ticking.
Well, I like the way you think, and I feel comfortable knowing that you're there looking out after us. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Chris Jacobs, I like people that think like he does. Here he is. He's a first-term senator. He barely knows where the vending machines are yet, and he wants term limits, which is really, really, I think, the kind of mindset we need. We need people going to Albany to represent us that are thinking about us and not themselves. Now, to me, when you got that, you're really going there for the right reasons, not going there to make contacts for yourself, not going there to make it comfortable for when you get through with politics, what your next job might be. So those sort of things. And we don't hear politicians talk like that very often.
What a novel concept to have the politicians represent the voters instead of special interest. It's brilliant.
That's what he said, and I believe him. And in his platform when he was running for the state Senate, he said the same things, and he's still saying those things. And those things are things that I wish everybody that was elected would think.
I mean, how people not wake up and understand that this is one of the most corrupt states in the country?
Yeah. If everybody thought like Chris Jacobs, that's an elected official now, we wouldn't need term limits. You know why? They'd go there, they'd know when their job was done, and they'd leave voluntarily. Right now, we got to drag them out kicking and screaming and under indictment. That's not quite the same. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, certainly looks like sports gambling is on life support for this term anyway. Term limits, very iffy too, but they're brought out just before the clock runs out. So, I'm thinking on issues like those, but especially term limits, which definitely affect the future of the people who have to make the decisions, they're going to throw it out there as something they discuss, but they ran out of time. It's like in the old days, before the shot clock, the NBA used to have people who specialized in dribbling, guys like Bob Cousy. And when you would get the ball with a few minutes left, they'd give it to a Bob Cousy, their own version of that. And he would kill the clock by just doing that, dribbling around around them, making them look a little silly. But at least he knew how to end the game. I think they want to end the session without having to make a decision on term limits or sports gambling. But they can also tell their constituents that, hey, we discussed it at the end. I mean, that's basically the way that went. And so I consider it like a little tease. Yeah, we didn't come to a conclusion, but we ran out of time. Leaving the impression with you is, if only they had more time, maybe they could have come up with something. Don't count on it. I'll believe that when I see it. But it is good to talk to somebody like Chris Jacobs, who is a first-year senator who wants term limits. Now, that's what I like. Somebody not trying to be, well, let's be honest, he doesn't have to, who isn't trying to first feather their nest, secure their position within their own party, take care of their big fundraisers, take care of the lobbyists, and then maybe then take care of you and I, the taxpayers and the voters. But we don't have enough of those. We simply don't. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning. I enjoyed that interview with Mr. Collins, and although I'm a registered Democrat, I do think that he's done a wonderful job. However, I don't think that passing legislation to make direct sports gambling legal is really that complicated.
Well, first of all, that was Chris Jacobs, not Chris Collins.
I meant Jacobs.
Yeah, and he's a Republican.
I misspoke.
Okay.
Because I was trying to stay on my topic, try to get it straight.
Well, neither one of them want the job. I mean, need the job. Let's put it that way. Go ahead.
No. But I do believe that young Mr. Jacobs there is really a public servant, and I think that that's rare. I think Mr. Collins is more self-serving, but that's not your topic. Direct sports betting, there are successful models that exist in the United States of America today. Nevada is very successful.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's a big deal. Go to Vegas. It always has been a big deal. I think it would be very successful in New York State, and I think they should pursue it.
And we would all benefit from it. Gambling is here. What I don't understand, Sandy, about the argument against any other type of gambling is the fact that it's here. It's here with all its ills. It's here with all its benefits. And if you approach it correctly and you take a look at Las Vegas, you can become successful. What's wrong with plagiarizing successful legislation?
It's almost like they're trying to tiptoe around which one is more morally acceptable, a slot machine, a blackjack table, or sports betting. I think that they don't want to give the impression that anybody can bet on sports. Not everybody can play blackjack or poker or whatever, but anybody can bet on sports. But it's fun, and I think the same constraints and restraints should be allowed with that, but we should have it.
We should have it. And as far as term limits, I'm with you 100%. I have one small concern, and I'd like to hear if you think it's a concern. If you have term limits in a state at local level, or that all state politicians have to abide by when they take their federal Chuck Schumer. A lot of people think he should have term limits, right? But if you limit his terms and you send him up with the federal government to a state that doesn't have term limits, I think how the Senate is designed is by seniority, you gain more power, the ability to bring home more pork. On the federal level, we could be at a disadvantage. I'd like to know if you think that that's a concern or not.
Well, yeah, it's always a concern because seniority plays a big part in legislative ability to get something done, both in actual time and in influence. And yes, that would be a concern. I'd ideally like to see term limits nationally. That would be ideal and would eliminate that problem. Hey, thanks, Dan. You brought up some good points. Excellent points. Thank you very much. What about that, Tony? He brought up a good point. The seniority is handed out to the influential different categories. Okay, you're the senior man here. You'll chair this committee. You'll chair that committee, whatever.
That is a good point, and it is something you'd have to look at. I don't know if you can do this without going term limits all throughout the country. In order to,
well, you have to bite the bullet at some time.
Right.
So if you're going to bite it, bite the small bullet first, which would be the state. All right? And maybe if that's successful, you can move up. Now, keep in mind, I haven't totally got caught up with it yet, but California is going to have an interesting vote coming up where they may vote to there'd still be things needed beyond that vote, but to divide the state into three different categories. What could I think of with that? Gee, that we always copy California? But I don't know if we would with this, but we'll be doing a show on that in the future.
Well, there was a study out, I guess, not too long ago, said, a lot of people here in Western New York, we'd love to be separated from New York City. Why should New York City make all the decisions? And that we would not be able to survive as a state without New York City.
Well, that's what they
tell
us.
I don't know how true that is, but that was thrown out. But you know what else causes you to lose power is loss of citizenship. In New York State, losing more citizens than almost any other state in the country, that's going to cause us to lose
power. But we're trying to make up for it, Tony, because
by bringing in illegals.
We're a welcoming state.
I forgot.
We're a welcoming community. We want illegals who can't vote now, but eventually we figure this is betting on the if come. If we can get them to seek amnesty, and that's there, and then citizenship, we'll have more voters than we'll ever need, say the Democrats. And they're exactly right. Here's a text. 4-year term limit for talk show hosts. What? I'm against term limits. I've always been against term limits. I think you should be able to be a talk show host forever and ever and ever and get free cake every once in a while. And people will say, nice show. Along with the people who say the show sucks. But
the big difference is you get good ratings, the politicians don't.
Can you imagine if they voted on talk show hosts? You know, when you go and vote, the talk show hosts are listed there and the stations had to abide by it. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool.
It'd be interesting, too. I can tell you that. We'll take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930. I'm against term limits. I've never been in favor of them. We'll be back after this. We have something to give away. I know you like to win something, so call 644-9875 right now. If you'd like to be in the running for a pair of tickets to the Buffalo Brewers Festival, Saturday, June 23rd at Canalside, value $60. You must be 21 years of age or older to win. General contest rules apply. 644-9875, and Buzzy will take a winner at random. Over 25 local craft brewers like Flying Bison, Resurgence, Big Ditch, 12, that's Big Ditch for those of you who have a cheap radio, 12 Gates, Resurgence, Community Beer Works, Pearl Street, and Southern Tier, and more. Info at BuffaloBrewersFestival.com. Let's go to Russ in Orchard Park. Russ, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Russ.
As long as these politicians are running the show, we're never going to get term limits. My suggestion would be to vote on term limits and exempt the people holding office currently. Most of them are old enough they won't be around that long anyway. But if you grandfather them in, eventually we would have term limits and we could get rid of some of this deadwood in Congress.
I agree with you. That's probably the only reasonable way we have to do it, because they're not going to do it any other way. You're right. Good point. Thank you very much. What do you think of that, Tony? Grandfather and the ones that are there now, and when they say bye-bye to Mother Earth, after that, whoever replaces them in their position, the clock would be running on them.
Not a bad idea.
I think it's a good idea. I don't think you're going to get it any other way. Not many people are willing to give up something personally for the good of their constituents. They're just not. They're not going to cut off the benefits. They're not going to cut down the perks of the office while they're still enjoying them. It's only when they're done. And they can't do it or won't do it anymore that they're willing to do it.
Yeah, well, you're gonna ask somebody to give up opportunity to become a multi-millionaire,
yeah,
by the time they leave office. They'll go in office, you know, broke or, you know, maybe a small bank account, but they leave pretty wealthy.
And that's what makes somebody like Chris Jacobs so valuable to us. Here's a guy who is in his first term, okay? But, as we said, realistically, he doesn't have to worry about being in there long enough to get a pension and to make contacts for his next job or anything like that. But I do like the fact that he has a calling for public service, decided to do it, was successful in doing it, and now is trying to work the things that were in the platform of his campaign about term limits, and he's trying to actually follow up. That's very impressive to me. Let's go to Tyler in Westfield. Tyler, you're on WBEN.
Happy Father's Day, Shandy.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tyler. What's on your mind today?
You sound just like my dad, Hammond County Commissioner, who just passed away from leukemia. He tells it like it is, bud. When you tell these lifers, hey, you're going to give up your IV line to the cash bag so you can stuff your offshore bank accounts, You can be charged as a criminal, still get that juicy pension for life and health insurance for life. Jacobs, we love you, bud, but they're going to say, silence, I want nothing to do with it. Okay, like you said, kick the ball around because it's an election cycle, then go, oh, we'll move on to something else.
I hear you. You've got the ball, and I think you just scored. You should be in the soccer tournament. Thank you, Tyler. He's exactly right. Let's see. Let's go to the people that are enjoying the things we're complaining about and ask them to give it up for the good of the good, right? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Ann from Buffalo. Ann, you're on WBN.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. What do you think about term limits and sports gambling and that sort of thing?
Sports gambling? I don't like that. I don't gamble anymore, so I don't like that. Because they'll find something to do with that money. And then they're already talking about, well, you know, we take out a little money for just in case they get hooked. Don't have it. You don't have to worry about anybody getting hooked. First of all, you talk about term limits.
Term limits, right.
I don't fault those people that stay there for years and years and years. I don't fault them at all. You know who I fault? I fault us. Because we had the power to get them out. So we let them sit there, let fat rats, and they just stay and stay, and they keep lying to us, and we keep falling for those lies, and we just leave them right there.
We keep putting them back in there, yep. All right, thank you, Ann. Thank you very much. And you know why? I think, and this is just one of my theories, is you keep putting them in there because maybe you were at the fair and they were there and they shook your hand. Or maybe you were at an event. They may have speakers at the event, or maybe they're just attending the event and you met them. And so suddenly, even you're not keeping track of the everyday job they're doing. You're keeping track that, hey, I met so-and-so. Yeah, seemed like a nice guy. Or she was great. Very personable, and says she's going to try and get that bill passed, whatever. So when they outreach like that, you remember that, and you tend to vote for them again. It takes a lot for you to be turned off by the candidate of your own party. I mean, you can be. There are times, but it takes some. So all it needs is a little personality, a little TLC. And there, you tend to, a body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. So you're probably not going to many events where somebody from the other party is going to be there. So they don't get a shot at impressing you. But the ones in your own party, oh, absolutely. Maybe I'll put a sign on my lawn. This would be nice. Oh, yeah, they fixed a pothole in my street. They got that stop sign we've been wanting. You know what I'm talking about? All politics, a famous saying is all politics are local, and that's true. If they fix the pothole in front of your house, you don't care if they voted against the nuclear treaty. They're your candidate, and you're going to vote for them. And that's why people who have been around a long time, they accumulate a lot of this capital. And that's why they keep getting elected over and over. And they really have to stub their toe to blow it. They truly do. So I want to hear from you. Term limits, are you in favor of it? What about, instead of just term limits, what about age limits? New York State has age limits on judges. Why not on legislators? And sports gambling, yay or nay, on News Radio 930. I'll give you 6-5. You're in favor of it. On News Radio 930, WBEN.
Oh, vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.